The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio here. The toll-free numbers, the Skype username, we'll give those to you. It has been a pretty big day in the world of cryptocurrency, the world of Bitcoin specifically. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
The big news came out apparently at 3 in the morning, I think Eastern Time, and the price of Bitcoin took a tumble.
Yeah, apparently. I thought that was strange.
Well, you know, it's hard to say why Bitcoin does what it does, right? But I guess presumably people were selling their Bitcoin, right? Isn't that why the price would go down?
That's right, yeah.
So the news is that Craig Wright is Satoshi Nakamoto. Now, I guess we should reverse for a moment here, who is Satoshi Nakamoto before we talk about Craig Wright?
Satoshi Nakamoto is the creator, it's a pseudonym of the creator of Bitcoin, and or the creators of Bitcoin. It's difficult to know exactly. And, you know, this was done in, what, 2009?
That's right.
The creation of Bitcoin, and this is a cryptocurrency. It's a peer-to-peer, open-source, trustless international currency. Frankly, I believe it's the new wave of currencies, and by the evidence of the adoption of blockchains by many banking institutions around the world since the creation of Bitcoin, I'd say they agree.
So, Rich Paul also joining us. Hey, Rich.
Hey, how you doing, Ian?
So, we're talking about the big news about Satoshi Nakamoto, what was an anonymous individual who is now, there's a man claiming to be Satoshi Nakamoto. He's the same guy who we talked about, I don't know, it's been a few months now, I think, since the news came out. I believe Wired Magazine was one of the sources, and maybe Gizmodo was the other. Anyway, there were a couple of these tech websites that had really done a lot of digging, and they had made the public claim that they believed they'd figured out who Satoshi Nakamoto was, and that it was this Australian programmer named Craig Wright, and they had all kinds of different reasons for their beliefs. And now Craig Wright has come out and claimed that he is Satoshi Nakamoto. We'll explain how he's trying to prove that he is Satoshi Nakamoto, and some people are saying, yep, this is the guy. Others are saying, nope, this guy is a scam artist. He is faking. This is not enough proof, and we'll give you all those details here. But, yeah, Bitcoin's an amazing cryptocurrency. It's the world's first truly decentralized currency, a currency not created by a bank or a government that you can use, you can hold on to, you can sort of be your own bank, basically, with Bitcoin. We've been following Bitcoin and accepting it for advertising here on Free Talk Live and as donations for years now. When did we start? 2011 or something like that?
2011 was the first year. We were the first ad venue in the world to accept Bitcoin for advertising, and I think the first non-technical media to talk about Bitcoin. Some will claim the title, but I'd like them to. I'd like to see their first their first appearance.
Well, when you say non-technical media, we were, I believe, the first time we talked about it, reading some other media's report about
it. But it was like something like GitHub or something, one of these things.
No, GitHub's not a media site.
But okay, I'm just saying, it's some kind of technical media as opposed to...
I don't recall.
General interest.
Okay, I gotcha. So the big news came up early this morning, the story from Wired.com. Early last month, when rumors surfaced that Australian cryptographer Craig Wright would attempt to prove that he created Bitcoin, Gavin Andreessen remained skeptical. As the chief scientist of the Bitcoin Foundation, his opinion counts. Andreessen is among the earliest programmers for the cryptocurrency and likely the one who has corresponded more than anyone with Satoshi Nakamoto, Bitcoin's pseudonymous long-lost inventor. Now, just as an aside, Gavin Andreessen is a listener of Free Talk Live. He was a listener of Free Talk Live at the time when we were introduced to it. He actually came up here and bought us lunch at the Thai Garden on Main Street in
Keene. We went Dutch, pal.
Oh, really? I thought he bought lunch for us.
He paid for his lunch in cryptocurrency to me. So I put his lunch on my card.
Oh, okay. Well, I misremember that part of the story.
I got about 40 Bitcoin for his drunken monkey that he got at the Thai Garden, which is their spicy noodle thing.
Got it. So anyway, you ended up with some Bitcoin out of that deal, and it was your first. That was your first Bitcoin, wasn't it?
Yes.
So that was at that time. We were pretty skeptical about Bitcoin. We were kind of big gold and silver guys, alternative currencies. Mm-hmm. We love alternative currencies, but we just couldn't really understand this newfangled electronic currency and why anyone would want something that wasn't backed by gold or silver. At least that was one of my objections to it.
I don't know when I got on board, but it didn't take me too long to say, well, if it's an unbreakable code, then it has value. As long as it's delineated in a unit, it has value. And as long as a Bitcoin is worth a dollar, I believe it's worth a million, was my original statement. And the reason I made that statement is if people are willing to give a dollar for this product, and it does what it says it's going to do. Because once it says it doesn't do what they say it's going to do any longer, you know, like somebody can break it or hack it or whatever, then it's not worth a dollar any longer.
Yeah.
And it will continue, to my mind, to continue to be worth more and more and more over time. I could be wrong. Maybe it'll get replaced by other cryptocurrencies, but I'm still standing by that.
If it's worth a dollar,
it's worth a million.
Yeah, it does do what it says it's going to do. It allows you to send money anywhere in the world pretty much in an instant with next to no fee, and it does it securely, cryptographically secure. It can't be hacked, can't be cracked.
And that was the thing that was really hard for a lot of people with Bitcoin, is it looks like an unbacked currency when you first look at it, until you realize that it's backed by the value of the service that it provides.
Right, backed by
the ability to move money, the ability to hide money, the ability to store money, never to pay a bank fee, never to have some arbitrary organization like the Federal Reserve able to inflate the value out of your bank account without changing the balance.
Right. It's certainly better currency than any government currency out there. Mm. Now, the gold bugs will argue that it's gold or silver are better currencies. I'm of the opinion they're both good currencies for depending on what you want. I'm of the opinion that gold and silver have held their value for
they got hundreds
millennia.
Of years behind them.
Yeah, they got millennia behind them. And whereas Bitcoin doesn't have that, but man, it is just mobile as it could possibly be. Having sold ads for Free Talk Live in silver,
mm-hmm.
and in Bitcoin and in US dollars, I can tell you the easiest one is Bitcoin, or any cryptocurrency, frankly.
Yeah, that's true.
We currently receive more than half of our ad dollars. More than half of our advertising in Free Talk Live is paid for in cryptocurrency.
It's amazing.
In Bitcoin.
I like Bitcoin, but I always get nervous when people say that think that Bitcoin is going to be the currency of the future, or ever the primary currency of markets, only because being backed by the value of the service it provides can't be equal to the size of the money supply that would be required to run an entire economy.
What do you mean by that?
Well, if you look at Bitcoin is backed by the service of moving and
it's backed by essentially the value of
currency.
The financial network, thousands of computers out there that make up this network and the miners, and that's all worth something.
Right. So let's say that Bitcoin is as valuable as the entire banking industry.
Okay.
The entire banking industry is worth a lot less than all the money in the world. So I would expect to see that maybe in a free society, if I was setting it up, I would expect to see full-bodied gold coins being traded for very large transactions, and I would expect to see Bitcoin used as more of an everyday. So like Bitcoin would be your checking, and then your precious metals would be your savings
that
you hold on to.
As far as the future of money is concerned, it's certainly presumptuous to presume, well, Bitcoin's going to be it forever. Well, Walmart's not going to stay on top forever. Woolworths didn't stay on top forever. And it's certainly possible that another cryptocurrency or some other thing we haven't thought of yet will surpass Bitcoin at some point in the future. Although it has been doing a fine job for the last several years. And we're going to continue about the secretive creator of Bitcoin. He used to go by Satoshi Nakamoto. Now a man named Craig Wright, which just doesn't have the same ring to it, is claiming to be the creator. Is that true? We'll find out. Or at least
bloody well right.
We'll dig into it. Free Talk Live.
They wake me up every morning. Their tails are always wagging. They're just running constantly and chasing, you know, shadows and sticks. Their coats are much better. They're very happy dogs. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.com.
I have three dogs, golden retrievers. And I make their own food, ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the liquid chop. It takes a few minutes every week. Before the Dynavite, they were overweight. They slept all the time, so now they jump all over me when I'm cleaning their bowls. They're crazy about this food, and their vet said that it's so much healthier for them. Go check out Rescue Dogs. They're just waiting to be loved. Get them started on this Dynavite diet, the health food for animals, and you'll see amazing results.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds. Light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm.
We found a solution to Obamacare at our house, and that solution's called Liberty Health Share. So Liberty Health Share isn't an insurance company. It's a health sharing organization, but it is completely within the Obamacare law, the American whatever AMA thing. And it's what it allows you to do is, well, if you have some sort of moral dilemma around paying for certain procedures, you don't have to with Liberty Health Share. You can choose your own doctor, choose your own hospital. You can live out your values in healthcare. And it's also a gigantic savings. I don't know why they're able to save the way that they're able to save, but something really loud just happened.
Sorry, laptop fired up.
No, no problem. And, you know, the savings at our house, it's just a bit over half of what the health insurance quote was for us. So about 55%, 57%, something like that. That's a huge savings. Check them out at joinlhs.com. That's joinlhs.com. And let's change healthcare for good. Joinlhs.com.
All right. So did Bitcoin's secretive creator Satoshi Nakamoto reveal himself this morning to the BBC and others, and also Gavin Andreessen, the current head programmer of Bitcoin. Gavin says he's satisfied. He believes that Craig Wright is Satoshi Nakamoto. Craig Wright is an Australian, I believe, programmer of some sort. We'll learn more about him here in a moment. And it's the same guy that Wired Magazine outed several weeks back, if not a few months ago, as who they believed the creator of Bitcoin was. Bitcoin, of course, the distributed, decentralized currency that is just amazing, currently worth about $444 per Bitcoin. We'll talk more about that, but let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Sab is on the line in Tennessee. Sab, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich, and Mark.
I'll tell you what, I'm where you were years ago, and we'll probably agree 90 to 95%. Now, let me paint a picture here, because we all know that the bankers are criminals. Their whole institution is based on thievery, not having the coin to back their currency. And here's where I'm torn between two currencies. You remember the song "Torn Between Two Lovers"?
Torn between two currencies doesn't hold. It doesn't fit within the meter.
Torn between two currencies. I say that facetiously. Yes, exactly. And I do feel like a fool because I love the convenience of digital transferring of monetized debt to obtain something. It's so convenient. I'm a tech geek, so I love that stuff. However, I don't like the idea. We know what a dollar is. It's a unit of measurement. It's not a thing. This silver coin is just a unit of measurement. 371 and a quarter grains of fine silver is a dollar quantity of silver. A dollar isn't a thing. You can't touch it. It's a weight. It's a dollar weight. And we call the silver dollar, incorrectly, silver dollar, it's a dollar quantity of silver. However, in that, anything that claims to be money must have the ability to extinguish debt. And that's what silver on gold does. It extinguishes debt. It doesn't perpetuate debt. And we know the Federal Reserve is not federal. There's nothing in reserve. And it's not a note because a note's a promise to pay money. So painting that picture and having a silver coin that pays you by contract, because a contract for dollars is a contract for whatever the federal government says dollars are, according to the courts. How do I pay my electric bill, my water bill, so on and so forth with Bitcoin when it's not, when we're not calling these Bitcoins dollars, which I don't think we could? And what and whom determines the value? In other words, you say you receive half your advertising in Bitcoins. How do you pay your electric bill with that?
Let me interrupt you real quick. Answer the second question first. What determines the value? Marketplaces all around the globe. So there are Bitcoin exchanges where people are buying and selling Bitcoin all day long in various different global currencies. And then you can kind of look at these different markets and see the different prices. Or you can look at like BitcoinAverage.com, which actually looks at all the markets and then sort of averages them together to get a worldwide global average price for that moment.
Right.
Bitcoin.
In that that way, it's priced like a virtual commodity. However, which, you know, gold and silver priced in the same way. So it's priced in the same way that gold and silver are as far as the spot rate goes. It functions like a currency in the sense that that's what it was designed to do. So you can send and receive these units. And people think of bitcoins as the units. Bitcoin is actually 10 million units that they call a Satoshi. Is that right, Ian? 10 million Satoshi?
I don't know.
I think it's 10 million.
I know that Bitcoin is currently divisible down to 8 decimal points. So yes, that would be a Satoshi, the smallest unit right now.
I think that's 10 million.
Okay, so, so when you're saying it's worth 400 and some Federal Reserve notes, you can actually delineate it. You get to bring it down to, let's say, a dollar, a current U.S. so-called dollar then.
Yeah, as far as pricing goes. And that's how we do it on the show. You asked how we, you know, accept Bitcoin. And essentially, if you had an advertising contract of $1,000 per month, you would, at the beginning of the month, you know, pay in advance for that contract. You would go ahead and send $1,000 worth of Bitcoin as priced on, you know, the 1st of May. And
what is it called? What is it called when it's down to a dollar? Is it equivalent to a penny? Or a dime, or a quarter. What is the term used? It's not a Bitcoin, it's a watt.
It's not equivalent to any particular U.S. dollar. Imagine that you were, for some reason, trading in pesos. In Bitcoin, you do exactly the same thing, where at my church, I sell snacks and beers and sodas and such for, I trade that for Bitcoin. And what people do is they put into the little app on their phone that they're paying me $1 or $2 or $3, and the app sends the appropriate amount of Bitcoin according to the spot price of Bitcoin at that moment on some exchange. And, of course, spot prices are found. There will be a put and a call price.
And they're changing constantly. There's no close for the Bitcoin market, like, you know, like the stock market or whatever. It ends at 5 o'clock or 4, whatever the heck time it ends. Bitcoin's going 24 hours a day. It truly is a global currency. So when you go to sleep, your Bitcoin holdings will be worth X, and then when you wake up, it'll be worth something different.
It's vacillated between $443 and $441.50 since we've been talking. Yeah. So, I mean, it's constantly on the move. But it's not on the move too much. It's been pretty steady.
Overall, recently it has been pretty steady, although overall it has also been going up over the last month.
That's correct.
Yeah, I mean, in over the last few months, it's gone from, what, 250 to almost 500?
Not in the last few months, but it has been as low as 250 within the last year.
That's, okay. That's well, true. No, it was at 350 a few months ago, though. So was it not?
It was. It wasn't too long ago. So another question Saab asked was sort of about distinctions as far as decimal places, and I want to make sure that maybe I'm answering a different question. But
unfortunately, his call dropped. So.
He did, but he could be listening.
Yeah.
So a Bitcoin is, for whatever reason, 10 million satoshis, but you know, behind that decimal place is a what they call a decibit. Then two places is centibit. Three places is the millibit. Four places, it goes on and on, you know, using the decimal sort of, or the metric sort of symbols, terminology.
He also asked a question about paying bills with Bitcoin. How do you pay the water bill, for instance?
There are services for that.
There are services.
I don't for that.
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, we'll talk to you about what's on your mind. A lot of people in the tech world are abuzz about Satoshi Nakamoto revealing himself publicly for the first time. Supposedly, some people are saying this is an elaborate hoax and that
by the Bilderbergers.
And that Craig, I don't know, I haven't heard that theory, but that Craig Wright is just basically a scam artist. What's the truth? I don't know, but we're going to dig into it here when we get a chance.
Could you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you with a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses or medical bills or debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, even taxes. LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but they're not a lender or a broker. They do not make lending or credit decisions. LoanUS may not be able to make loans for all residents in all states, and APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details will definitely vary. I went through this process, and they gave me all kinds of options to of loans that I could take, and I thought it was a pretty good service. And thanks to Ian for giving me the idea of actually going through the process. So it's loanus.com. You can go find more details there. And like they say, this is a service for everybody. Credit of all different sorts. Obviously, your APR is going to vary based on your credit, but loanus.com.
We've been talking about Bitcoin. We haven't really dug into Craig Wright and his claims yet. How is it that he's proving that he is Satoshi Nakamoto? There are a few different ways or a couple different ways that can be done, and he allegedly has done so in front of Gavin Andreessen, who's a listener of Free Talk Live. He's a libertarian. He spoke at the most recent Keenvention on the Bitcoin panel, and he's the most well-known programmer within the Bitcoin universe. It's an honor to have him among our listeners. And go ahead, Rich.
Now, I was in jail when Bitcoin came out, so I kind of got a lot of the background secondhand. But I remember being told that there was a large block of Bitcoin.
Yes.
That was created. It was the first block in the blockchain that had been allocated to the creator of Bitcoin, and only he could spend it.
That's correct.
Wallet, so
which would be one way for him to prove who he really
is. Yeah, he could prove it by transferring a dollar's worth of Bitcoin. So if he is the creator, I have to wonder, why is he being a drama queen? Why draw it out instead of proving it conclusively?
He did not do what you're talking about. So that would be one way for him to prove that he is actually Satoshi Nakamoto, which would be to spend Satoshi Nakamoto's Bitcoin. And he did not do that. So talk about how he did do it here in moments. But first, we go to Sarah, listening in Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live with the Enrich and Mark.
Yes, so I wanted to let everybody know that, you know, Mexico, they blew $4 million in tourism advertisement money. And my question is why? When, you know, all the, and they're basically the tourists, and they're going to get, like, conned and tricked into coming here. And you know what the, you know, that they're going to get killed by a car or get put in the hospital. So this is actually, like, false advertisement. And so, you know, it just perplexes me.
No, wait, who's doing the false advertising? The state of New Mexico?
Oh, right. They're wasting our tax dollars. Mayor Barry, he blew $1 million in tourism advertisement.
The city. The city of Albuquerque or the state of New Mexico? I'm sorry, I missed that detail.
Okay, $1 million is actually from the city. The mayor did it.
And then
$3 million it's from Governor Martinez, you know, the Latino Republican governor.
There used to be a song about Martinez down in Florida by Two Live Crew. I don't think it's the same guy, but no, I bet it would still apply. I bet the song would still work.
We have a first female Latino governor, but she's a Republican. And she decided, so they want tourism here, but they're going to get T-boned. They're going to get hit by a car.
You're so inconsistent. For our listeners that don't
know, who's going to get hit by a car?
She's so afraid everyone's going to get hit by a car. Any tourist or anyone at all in Albuquerque, New Mexico, she's of the belief that New Mexico had, what was it that she said, that New Mexico is the highest per capita?
Sarah, we looked this up the other night, and New Mexico doesn't even show up on the list of pedestrian fatalities out there. And that the
what?
Yeah, I'm
yeah,
sorry.
We checked it out. There's this cool thing called the internet where you can actually look up people's claims.
And the amount of pedestrian fatalities in Albuquerque wasn't particularly surprising up to, I think it was September of 2015.
And just the other night, you had called into the show to advertise Albuquerque as the location for the world's largest powwow, or at least the nation's largest Native American Indian powwow that is happening there, or was happening over the weekend. So you were promoting people coming.
Are there no screaming, flaming cars coming towards the powwow?
You were the one promoting people coming to visit Albuquerque, and you gave a fine reason why. This, you know, going to this essentially the Native American fair would be a reason for people to attend. And now you're saying, whoa, don't come to the city because you might get hit by a car. So it seems like you're a little bit contradictory in your messages. And I got to say, there's something that, and thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. I appreciate it. There's, you know, there is something to be said for government advertising itself, or government advertising the plot of land in which they dominate. like, come visit Florida, or, you know, whatever. They all have their campaigns that they spend taxpayer money on to promote tourism. And that should not be something government is doing. Look, I don't think anyone on this show believes that we need to have a coercive state. But as long as you do have one of the things that it shouldn't be doing is taking tax money from people to advertise what it considers to be important and valuable about the state. Let the tourist industry handle that. They can handle that.
Yeah, or at least be honest about it. I do have a slogan for Florida. Come on vacation, leave on probation.
Return on extradition.
I think that's probably true for a lot of states.
It's true.
So, I think if you want to critique this, it should be that the government, the state, the local government should not be spending taxpayer money on that. They shouldn't be taking the tax money in the first place, but... One of the reasons why you don't want them doing that is because they may not promote what you think is important about the state. Maybe Sarah really believes that the Native American powwow is one of the greatest reasons to come to visit the state of New Mexico.
Sounds like a fine reason.
But if the state government decides that that's not the reason why people should come, they're not going to include it in their television commercials. And then that could upset someone like Sarah, could upset other people who didn't have their business or their, you know, industry promoted. So just let each individual decide. Let each business decide for themselves how to promote themselves. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We go to James in Arizona on Skype. Hello, James.
Sarah's a bad crank caller, but so long as you entertain her calls, she'll keep on calling.
She's not actually a crank caller. I think she's real.
That's my words, not yours.
Yeah, he's speculating.
If you don't get it, then don't bother. May I speak?
What do you want to imitate?
Are you really asking permission to speak? You're on a talk radio show. Yeah. Go ahead.
It took 5 seconds for you to interrupt. But anyway, Minister Edge, you had a...
It's not an interruption when we have something to clarify. Go ahead.
Right. Minister Edge, you surprisingly mentioned Dennis Prager yesterday in reference to a past call of mine, I guess, is what made you think of it. Because I haven't mentioned on your show... for over 2 years when Brett Fanot actually mentioned him on your show, and that's why he came up. But I have mentioned him on a Skype message probably a year ago about how you were saying that North Korea was the world's largest...
Right, these people listening have not heard your Skype messages.
Right. That's so I'm trying to figure out as to why you brought up Dennis Prager in your Luna rant against me yesterday. And what the hell that was supposed to mean about Dennis Prager's show.
Can I answer the question?
All that nonsense.
Can I answer the question?
Yeah, go ahead, buddy, and don't hang up on me.
I don't like being told what to
do. I don't have control of the button, sorry.
Thanks for the call.
The reason I said it is because Free Talk Live has offered James from Arizona more time on the air than any show will ever offer him. He seems to hold Prager in such a high regard, and I wanted to know how much time Prager's offered him. And I suspect the comparison is appalling.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-9372. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-9372. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-9372. That's 1-800-945-9372.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. And is it true that Satoshi Nakamoto has revealed himself? We'll talk more about exactly what has occurred here to make these headlines all over the world in the last 24 hours. With you tonight, you've got Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Mark.
Let's continue here. But first, I want to let you know that it is the season for Sherry's Berries. Actually, you can get Sherry's Berries any old time. But we're talking about them specifically because Mother's Day is coming up. It's this weekend, but it is not too late for you to give your mom a gift as unique as she is. Now, Sherry's Berries isn't just about delicious, freshly dipped strawberries, like the best berries you could possibly purchase. They're huge, fresh, juicy, and delicious, and they're dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, as well as topped with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and signature swizzles. Your satisfaction, or in this case your mom's satisfaction, is guaranteed, or your money back. So they're serious about berries at Sherry's Berries, but it's not all about berries. If for some reason your mom is allergic to strawberries, for whatever reason you can't get her the classic Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or doubling the berries for just $10 more. If for some reason you can't get her that, then they got all kinds of other goodies on their website, like cheesecakes, for instance.
Like cheesecake pops, right?
Yeah, yeah. So check that out over at berries.com, berries.com. I got to be honest with you, I've never had anything but the berries, but the rest of them do look absolutely delicious and delectable.
I'm trying to come up with the perfect way to describe eating a Sherry's Berry, Sherry's Berries, and I'm going with, you know, a moment of unspoiled bliss.
Yes, it's very ecstasy. Berries.com. Use code FTL And so when you go to the website, you click the microphone in the top right-hand corner, type in code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at berries.com. Again, it's a limited-time offer. Mother's Day is coming up, so make sure you get your order in now, and your delivery date is guaranteed. You select the date of delivery. Berries, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. Use code FTL by clicking the mic in the top right. Let's get into this story here from Wired.com about Australian cryptographer Craig Wright. It was last month that rumors surfaced that he was going to prove that he created Bitcoin. And Gavin Andreessen, the chief scientist of the Bitcoin Foundation, remained skeptical. Andreessen's one of the earliest programmers of the cryptocurrency and is likely the one who's corresponded more than anyone with Satoshi Nakamoto, the pseudonymous long-lost inventor.
Today, right. Satoshi gave Gavin the sort of the red phone of the original Bitcoin client. He can send out messages through the Bitcoin client.
Today, Andreessen fully believes that Wright is Nakamoto, and that's a lot of credibility. If Gavin Andreessen says this guy is Satoshi Nakamoto, that's pretty much good enough for me, but there are some people who are saying maybe Gavin's been fooled.
Well,
by
I'm sure Gavin Andreessen has been fooled in his life because everyone has been fooled in their life.
Now he'll have to convince the rest of the world because he's among the only people to have seen what he claims is the best evidence in Wright's favor. In an interview with Wired on Monday, following a flurry of media reports stating that Wright now publicly claims he created Bitcoin, Andreessen described in detail a private meeting that he had with Wright in London. And he explains why he left that meeting convinced that Wright is the same Nakamoto who unveiled Bitcoin in 2009 and emailed extensively with him in 2010 and 2011. Andreessen says his belief is unwavering, despite a bizarre and highly unconvincing blog post that Wright published Monday offering the flimsiest evidence that he invented the cryptocurrency. Evidence of a very different sort from what Andreessen says Wright revealed to him. Andreessen says, quote, I'm still convinced he's Satoshi, despite the really weird proof he's put in his blog post. He's standing by a statement that he published on his website this morning. Gavin is standing by a statement that Gavin published on Gavin's website.
Okay.
I believe his statement is, quote, I believe Craig Stephen Wright is the person who invented Bitcoin, unquote. As Andreessen tells it, a firm representing Wright contacted him in March and invited him to London for a private, in-person demonstration designed to prove that Wright created Bitcoin. Andreessen understandably expressed reluctance. Wired and Gizmodo had named Wright in December as a Satoshi Nakamoto candidate based on leaked emails, accounting documents, and transcripts. And they really did a lot of digging on this guy, so we had talked about that at the time. Here on Free Talk Live. But then gaps in Wright's story appeared following those reports, including signs he had backdated evidence and misrepresented academic credentials. It seemed that Wright was likely pulling an elaborate hoax or con.
And is he still?
But Wright followed up with a series of emails that piqued Andreessen's interest. We'll talk about that in a moment. Well, that's a good question. Is this a con? Is this a hoax? Remember, he was raided by the Australian government for tax reasons. The Australian government claimed, oh, this raid has nothing to do with the fact that he was just outed today as being Satoshi Nakamoto. And maybe it didn't have anything to do with it, but it sure did seem awfully coincidental. So, you know, one of the consequences of coming out as Satoshi Nakamoto is that people are going to know you've got some Bitcoin.
Lots of it.
So there's, you know, that's not necessarily a position someone would really want to put themselves in.
Well, so, unless somebody just really wants the credit, you know.
As long as you want to put up with police raids.
Lots of people who want to be, famous.
That's true.
Now, you think this guy had had enough of it at this point, and why in particular he wants to be known as Satoshi Nakamoto when nobody was asking, right? Like,
Wired and Gizmodo were knocking on his front door asking.
When?
Back in December.
Right, but not now.
No, not now.
I doubt they're going to give up on that story if they've got a good lead.
Wright followed up with a series of emails that piqued Andreessen's interest. Quote, this is a person who knows an awful lot about Bitcoin and an awful lot about early Bitcoin stuff, Andreessen says. He continued saying, the email conversations I had with him sounded like Satoshi to me. It sounded like I was talking to the same person I'd worked with way back when. That convinced me to get on an airplane, unquote. On the morning of April 7th, Andreessen took a red-eye to London and proceeded directly to a hotel in the Covent Garden district. He met Wright and two associates in a conference room there that afternoon, and Andreessen says Wright performed the cryptographic feat that erased his remaining doubts. Cryptographers have suggested at least two ways the creator of Bitcoin could prove himself. Nakamoto could move some of the earliest Bitcoins, which is what you were saying earlier, Rich. The creator of Bitcoin, Satoshi Nakamoto, presumably is the person who has the private key to the very first mined Bitcoins, and those have never been touched in the history of the 7 years that Bitcoin has been around. So that would be one way for him to do it.
Right. So he'd go for the alpha block or the prime block or whatever that first block of bitcoins is. And that would suddenly change a lot of people's mind about who this guy is.
Yeah. It would be pretty much incontrovertible at that point, although I'm sure there would still be conspiracy
theories.
There'd
be some controversy.
Nakamoto could move some of the earliest bitcoins, which are known to belong to him and have never been spent in their seven-year existence. Or he could use the same cryptographic private keys that would allow those coins' owner to spend them to instead sign a message, transforming the message data in a way that proves that he or she possesses those keys that only Nakamoto would have.
To move one of these early sets of Bitcoin would be really relatively easy, I would think. I just moved some Bitcoin before the show, Ian.
Unless he lost his keys, which
he's
would be really
welcome
bad.
To come into the slap and buy a candy bar for a dollar. If you want to come in, Mr. Wright, I would love to have you. I'm a programmer. We'll sit down and talk about Bitcoin.
Wright, Andreessen says, offered to perform the second test, signing a message of Andreessen's choosing with a key from the first block of 50 coins ever claimed by a Bitcoin miner, in this case, Nakamoto himself. He also performed a similar test for John Matonis, a former board member of the Bitcoin Foundation and a reporter for The Economist, the magazine says, using both the first and ninth Bitcoin blocks. Andreessen says he demanded that the signature be checked on a completely new, clean computer. He said, "I didn't trust them not to monkey with the hardware," says Andreessen. So he says
that sounds like him too, doesn't it?
Yeah,
he would use that terminology.
He's a smart guy, Andreessen says.
No, it's the monkey thing. I can absolutely see him. We sat with him. Like I said, first ad venue in the world to accept Bitcoin for ads, and we sat with him, and he proposed that we talk about it on the air, and we did. And he credits he and Roger Ver, that's Bitcoin Jesus, so the head developer and Bitcoin Jesus both credit Free Talk Live for the early success of Bitcoin that gave it the foundation to become what it is today.
Andreessen says an administrative assistant working with Wright left to buy a computer from a nearby store and returned with what Andreessen describes as a Windows laptop in a factory sealed box. They installed the Bitcoin software Electrum on that machine. For their test, Andreessen chose the message, quote, "Gavin's favorite number is 11, unquote.
Whose assistant was this who left?
Wright's assistant.
Okay, so that is one hole that Andreessen left. It could have been a pre-prepared machine.
Could be. But the fact that, you know, he sort of spontaneously asked for it to happen probably eliminates that they had a boxed Windows laptop sitting nearby that had already been pre-prepared.
And
it got,
a computer genius like Gavin Andreessen would clearly have his favorite number as 73.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We'll continue about the supposed revealing of Satoshi Nakamoto coming up in hour number two. This is Free Talk Live.
Could you use about $35,000? Whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients.
B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.